Hello, welcome to the AI Doctor podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Allen. I am here with our guest today, Nathan Shields. Nathan has built a 4-clinic practice in Arizona, which he sold for 3 times the national average. He has been now taking that experience, the leverage, and has created a private practice owner group podcast to share that wisdom with others. He's also created a coaching practice and a mastermind for allied health professionals to increase their profits, become better leaders, and find more freedom in their ownership. Welcome to the podcast, Nathan.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark.
So, really interested in hearing more about the first moment that you realized that this was a problem for yourself, really understanding your business. Can you take us back to that?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So I started my first clinic in 2002, and I'm a physical therapist by trade. So physical therapists in general, if you've met them, they are high achieving individuals like any medical professional who's decided to hang their shingle, right? And so the mentality typically is, you know, pulling myself up by the bootstraps, nose to the grindstone. I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to, you know, I was doing the billing and collections by myself. I figured out the billing collections, how to submit to Medicare, yada, 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 and answering the phones. And I was just going to figure it out, right? And this is how it gets done. And eventually I started hiring people. So I smartened up and I started hiring people to do the things that I shouldn't be doing and all that. But I remember even a few years into ownership and things were going pretty well. I had a busy schedule. I had support team and whatnot. And some of my clients that I was relatively close with, I could open up with, because in the therapy space, I'm going to see these people 2 and 3 times a week. And so you kind of develop a relationship with these people. And they're like, so, you know, how's the business doing? How are you doing? And I had to be frank with a number of them and be like, you know what? I hate the business side of things. If I could just treat patients all the time, that would be a dream. Like, and getting an office manager, I tried it a couple times. I couldn't trust them. It didn't work out. All that kind of stuff. And I recognized finally, it took me 12 years before I finally figured out I needed to figure out how to run my business. Like I let go of any responsibility. Like, just do what I tell you to do and we're all going to be fine. And it didn't work out well. I mean, business was good, but I was burned out. Like, 4 a.m. wake up in the morning doing patient charts, getting home at 7:30, not seeing my newborns awake for days at a time, just seeing in the crib as I left and as I came home. Oh, that life really sucked. And then finally got some consulting. That's a longer story, but finally got some consulting on how to run my business, like how to be a business owner. And that totally transformed my life. And within less than a year, I finally had the freedom to work on my business. I started seeing a change in the culture of my employees. I had more freedom. I could delegate. I was developing leaders within the team. Life just got better, significantly better. And honestly, within about 4 or 5 years, maybe 6, that we eventually got to the point where we could sell our clinics. We had a great offer and sold out. But it was painful to go through that experience. And in starting the podcast that I have, I almost feel like I'm talking to my younger owner self, like, hey, these are some of the things that could get you further faster if you implement them. And there are, now that, you know, podcast wasn't a thing back in 2002, but now that it's there, man, hopefully my audience is taking it. Like, don't learn from me. Don't do the same things, right? Learn from my mistakes. And so, I think I answered your question. I kind of started rambling, but that's how I started the podcast and the coaching, is because I wanted to tell people, you don't have to do it my way. You can do it a better way. I know your mindset. I know where you're coming from, and you want to be the best provider, and you want to be the most compassionate, and yada, yada, yada. But these are the things you need to do in order to run a successful business. Otherwise you're going to go under, and that's not going to be fun for anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you started the podcast first, and then when did you start doing coaching and your mastermind? How did that evolve?
That was a couple of years later that I started coaching. Like I didn't see myself as a coach, as the coach type. I'm a little bit more of a numbers guy, a little bit more analytical. And one of my guests, so my podcast, I invite guests. It's a guest focused podcast. So one of my guests was like, are you coaching? And I said, no, I'm just doing this podcast. And he's like, you should be doing coaching. And I'm like, why would I coach? And he's like, well, let's see, you've got the experience, you have the knowledge, why wouldn't you do it? And so I was like, okay, someone believes in me, so I guess I'll try it. And so I threw my hat in the ring and started doing it, and eventually brought on a partner. He was much better at the marketing and sales of it, and so it's grown since then. But yeah, you can find it at Private Practice Owners Club, or ppoclub.com is the website, but the podcast is Private Practice Owners Club. And we talk all about how to run your business better. It's all small business. I mean, stuff that you learn from E-Myth Revisited and Good to Great and Traction and all those great books. We just talk about how to run our businesses better.
So bringing all of those best practices of running a business to a healthcare professional that wasn't taught that in their education.
They definitely were not talked about. It was not talked about. And interestingly, I had a nurse practitioner that I saw in Alaska at one time, and I told her I was doing this podcast, and on subsequent visits, she's like, I love your podcast. Da, da, da. I'm taking notes all the time. And interestingly, that just taught me that what we're talking about are small business principles that translate no matter what industry you're in. So I come from the physical therapy background. We coach PT, OT, speech therapists, mental health therapists. And a lot of these are it's a lot of the same business principles applied to our space, but they're all the same principles.
So now talk me through the coaching program and your mastermind program. So who comes into that, and where do they typically start, and what's your process to walk them through increasing the value, gaining all these benefits?
Yeah, well, the typical owner that comes in, whether they're older or younger owners on their journey, they tend to be stuck. Like, I don't know how to get out of this place that I'm in, and I don't like it. Right? They don't know a path forward. They want to grow, but they don't know how to pull themselves out of patient care. They want to develop leaders, but they don't know where to start. They're stuck. Maybe they're not making the profit that they want to see. So what am I missing? Come to find out, they're not tracking KPIs very well and that kind of stuff. So they're usually stuck in a situation where, like, I need a change. This isn't what I signed on for when I opened up my business. And so taking them through the process includes some one-on-one coaching calls. It's group calls that we offer the members of our, that are members that are clients. It is of something we call the vault. It's resources of templates and instructions and spreadsheets and examples of how to run your business better, depending on the department of the business that you're talking about. We even use some GPT bots that are like 30-day clarity tools. Here's what you need to be clear on to work on the next 30 days, or this is what you need to focus on this next week based on your 30-day clarity tool, or here is a bot for any business ownership resource that you need. And so we take them through that to help them understand it's not just like organizing your business better and operating better according to systems. Those are super important, but also the one-on-one calls and the group calls, I find we tend to be talking a lot about mindset, and where you need to be approaching, you need to be approaching this issue or this person with this kind of mindset to get the optimal results, right? And so the idea is to help them become better owners, better leaders of their team, having the right frame of mind in order to do that.
Excellent. And can you share, what are some of the results that you're most proud of?
Yeah, we had an in-person conference in Destin this last October. And we invited one of our clients that had done really well in the program. And he presented all the things that he'd done. And he'd grown from zero patient visits to over 200 visits a week, which is really good for a physical therapy practice, within 6 months. In 6 months, just ground zero to full-blown going whole hog. And super impressive. And what you see in those type of clients, we have now understand, yeah, there are clients that haven't had that kind of success. But what I'm trying to say, the difference between the two is it's the same program. They got the same support. Yet one had significantly different results than the other. And for me, it goes back to how willing are they to implement and integrate what they're learning quickly? How quickly are they willing to have the uncomfortable conversations that need to be had? And how quickly are they making decisions? The ones who don't do as well are dragging their feet on the decisions or not making the decisions and being at effect of their environment instead of being at cause. They are maybe stuck in the, well, if I'm not seeing the patient, then the patient's not getting the best care, even though they either have other team members that could provide that care, or they're not taking the time to work on systems within the organization so they can delegate those processes over to someone else, and then maybe not following up by having the uncomfortable accountability conversation. So the people that do well are doing those things and moving forward in spite of their fears, in spite of their self-doubts, right? And implementing and integrating and doing the hard work.
Right? So a key question seems is how do you move more people into the category of the winners? How do you shift them to take action, not just listen?
I wish there was a secret sauce. I wish there was, I mean, all we can do is encourage. All we can do is try to inspire, trying to give them examples. That's why I really like the mastermind group. I like the group calls because they can get on there and see, oh, these other people had the same problem, but they got through it because they actually did what they're supposed to do. You know, so I think it comes from, it's one thing if it's coming from me. It's almost like when they listen to me or a coach, it's almost like they're listening to their parents and they're like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's a good idea, but, or maybe that works for everyone else, but it doesn't work for me. I'm different kind of attitude. But when they hear it from their peers, it's taken completely differently. And now they start thinking, oh, maybe I need to change now. That's a tough question.
Or like, I can do it. If they can,
I can
do it.
For sure. Yeah. I can see that. Oh, they did it. I can do it. It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. So tell me how do you see AI playing a role in what you're doing? You have some implementations of AI. How do you see it in the future impacting your clients and your business?
Yeah. So what we see in the therapy space is AI is really, it's really helped with documentation has been a big one. And let me tell you this about the therapy world. They are really slow adopters to technology. They are really hesitant. They're usually a little bit more of the granola hippie type of personality that's like would rather do things naturally than take on technology. And thus we're usually about 10 years behind what you might see in dental and whatnot. And so documentation is making headways now, thankfully. I'd love to see it adopted more. Compliance and documentation as well. would be really helpful. We're starting to see inroads on AIs helping with billing and collections, and improving that end of it. And that could continue to improve, but still people are slow adopters. Even the EMRs themselves are just trying to figure out how to leverage AI more. And then especially, not to take away the interpersonal interactions, but it seems like there's a lot that could be done on that, maybe a front desk person or someone that's doing verifications and authorizations, where AI could take over that, right, and get the information that they need. I think it's going to take some longer time, but we might be forced on us at some point, depending on how the insurances want to play the game. But like at some point, you'd imagine the insurance companies are going to compare our plans of care against what the AI generated best practices are, right? And we're going to have to justify our plans of care up against what the insurances say they are. And we might have to like leverage AI on how we treat patients and what we're doing. And so I think that's further down the road, but a lot of the operations and the financials and that kind of stuff, the analytics and best practices for how to run the business, man, you could use AI and almost all that stuff. It's just a matter of time and how we're going to do it and what softwares are going to be optimal.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. So you're helping all these now different OT, PT, you said mental health. What's the thing that all these clients have in common when they come to you?
Well, all of them, you said it before, they don't have a business education.
Yeah.
So they're usually great technicians. They're great therapists. They can get good results with their patients, but they don't know how to run the business optimally. So number one, they don't know what metrics to be aware of. They don't know how to generate systems, like to create a standard operating procedure, an SOP. Like, what does that look like? And what are the products that I should expect out of my front desk person? What are the products out of a therapist? What are the products out of a billing and collection? They don't know how to manage a billing and collections team. You know, usually they just get the reports, but they don't know how to read them. And they'll just believe whatever the billing and collections team tells them. So teaching them how to understand the business principles, understand best business practices, how to manage these teams, how to coach the other team members to be better leaders and find the solutions themselves instead of relying upon me as the answer man all the time. Coaching them up so they can become coaches within their organization and develop a leadership team, right? That runs off of systems and is system dependent, not people dependent. And then tracking the metrics to make sure things are going the right direction.
That's great. And so of all of those things, when you're talking to a new client, what's the biggest promise that you give to them that they're going to get joining your program?
If they really invest themselves and do the work, our purpose is to transform lives. Their life. And when I'm sitting on, like, I just had a call with a client. She was at the end of being with us for 1 year last week. And I had a 1 year follow-up call. And she's like, my life is totally different. Like, looking at last year, I was overwhelmed. I didn't know where to start with running my business. It was just me and someone else. And now I've got three providers and a front desk team, and I've got time to work on my business. And I'm looking at opportunities for growth. I'm looking for a larger space and all these things. I could have never imagined that I'd be in this space this time last year. And some people are seeing that within 3 or 4 months. Some people are seeing that within 6 to 10 months, 12 months. So they're getting to this space where, like, I'm feeling confident as an owner. And it transforms your life when you do that.
Excellent. Now, where can our listeners go to learn more about you?
So we have a Facebook group called the Private Practice Owners Club Facebook group. And that's where you can go in and ask questions about how to run your business better, how to handle people, what to deal with, how to deal with insurance contracts, that kind of stuff. We also have the podcast, the Private Practice Owners Club podcast. You can find it on iTunes and whatnot. If you want to see our website, it's ppoclub.com. That also has some of the podcast episodes and the events that we're having coming up, the in-person workshops, the in-person conferences, the webinars that we're doing. So that's different ways to find all about us, Private Practice Owners Club. But if you want to find me, I'm on LinkedIn, Nathan Shields, PT.
Excellent. And we will put links to all of these places in the show notes. So Nathan, thank you so much for joining me today. And everyone, I really appreciate you tuning in. I'll see you in the next episode.